Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Schnitzler, Le'ilo Nishmas Shoshana Bas Shmuel Yehuda.
Bava Metzia, Daf Chav Dalet. At the bottom of Chav Gimel Amid Beis, the Gemara brings what it says in the Mishnah of Shimon Elazar Oymer, Kol Klei Anporio Ein Chayiv Lahachriz. And the Gemara says, May Anporio, Om Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Kelim Chadoshim Shloi Sivos An Ho'ayin. New kelim that the eye didn't have a chance to get accustomed to. On that, the Gemara asks, "Hey chidami, what's the case? E is behu simin ki loy savos an ho'ayin mai havi. If they have a simin, so who cares that his eye didn't have a chance to get accustomed to it? E the less behu simin ki savos an ho'ayin mai havi. And if there's no simin, what does it help that the eye got accustomed to it? And for the Gemara, lo ilam the less behu simin. Really, we're talking about where there's no simin." Nafkamina ahadure litzurva me rabbanon betfiyo seina. The nafkamina is concerning returning the aveda to a Talmud Chacham with visual recognition. Savas an ha'ayin kim le begavayu umhadrinon le. Kiloi savas an ha'ayin le kim le begavayu v'loi mahadrinon le. So if his eye had a chance to get accustomed to the chayfitz, so then we say he's sure about it, and you return it to him. But if his eye didn't have a chance to get accustomed to the chayfetz, then he is not sure about it. You don't return it to him. Dom Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel Bahani Tlas Mili Avidi Rabbana Demeshanu Bemilayu Bemesechta Uvipurya Uvushpiza My Nafkamina. What's the Nafkamina that the Rabbanon lie about these three things? Omar Mar Zutra La Hadure Leave Dosa Bitvius Eino. I Adinon Bey Deloy Mishani Elabahani Tlas Mahadrinon Le. Vi Mishani Bemili Achrini Loy Mahadrinon Le. If we know that a Talmud Chacham only lies about these three things, then we will return to him in Aveda with Tvius Ayin, even without a Simon. And on that, Rav Shimon Elazar is saying that even when it comes to a Talmud Chacham, that you return with Tvius Ayin, with visual recognition, that's only if it's something that's Sivos An Ho'ayin. Only if it's a type of Keli that the eye had a chance to get accustomed to it. But if it's a new Keli that the eye didn't have a chance to get accustomed to, then you don't return the Aveda to him. The Rishonim explain that although the Talmud Chacham is not Choshud L'Shaker, he doesn't lie, but if it's Loisavos An Ho'ayin, we say that maybe he's making a mistake. Maybe he's being Toya, because he didn't have a chance to get used to it. An Am Ha'oretz, you don't return an Aveda with Tvius Ayin, not because he doesn't have the musig of visual recognition of Tvius Ayin. Tosis says, on Yutes Amad Aleph, Dibur HaMaschil Avol, that B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, that the Etzem Musig of Tvius Ayin, that a person recognizes the Chayfetz, that an Am Ha'aretz also has. Just that since an Am Ha'aretz is Choshud L'Shaker, so we can't trust him if he says that he has Tvius Ayin. Maybe he's lying. Like Rashi says in Chulun Daf Tzadivov Amad Aleph at the top, from the Mishnah in Makis, that Gezel V'Arayis Nafshei Shalodam Esavir Lohenu M'chamdoson. So maybe because of Chemdas Hamamin, the Am Ha'aretz is being Meshaker. But a Talmud Chacham who only lies about the three things, he's not Choshud L'Shaker. But if it's Leisavos An Ho'ayin, maybe he's being Toya. The question is, Frek Rab Nochum and other Achroinim, that what's Bechlal the Pshat that we return an Aveda with Tvius Ayin? It's a very interesting halacha. When it comes to other in Yonei Mamin, you need a raya, you need edus. Where do you ever find that when it comes to in Yonei Maminis, that it's enough with this haychacha that a person is not mishana b'diburai, that he doesn't lie? And also, the etzem fact that a Talmud Chacham is believed more than Am Ha'aretz also needs a beer. When it comes to other dinei nemanus in the Torah, we don't find that a Talmud Chacham is more believed than other Yidin. When it comes to Eirecho Nemen B'Yisurin, when it comes to Eidos, we don't find the chilek between a Talmud Chacham and Am Ha'aretz. Vos epis over here, when it comes to returning an Aveda, we return an Aveda to a Talmud Chacham more than the Am Haaretz. We trust the Talmud Chacham more than the Am Haaretz. What's the pshat? We can explain this in one of two ways. One way to explain it is al pi the Kushyam for Semes of the Pnei Yeshua in Ksubis Taf Yud Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara over there brings a Machloikis Amayroim. What's the din if Reuven says to Shimon, Mana li biyodcha, a mana of mine is in your hands, v'hala oimer eini yodea. And the other person says, I don't know if I ever borrowed from you. So Rav Yehuda, Rav Huna, Amri Chayiv, Rav Nachman, Rav Yechanan, Amri Potter. Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, Amri Chayiv, because bari v'shema bari yodif. They hold that if the Teiveya is a bari, he's sure, and the Nitva is a shema, he doesn't know. So you say bari v'shema bari yodif, and he wins with the tainus bari itself. Rav Nachman, Rav Yechanan, Amri Potter. Uki ma'mayna b'cheskas mare. But Rav Nachman and Rav Yechanan say no. We don't say that the bari wins with the mere fact that he's a bari, because uki ma'mayna b'cheskas mare, we leave the money in the chazaka of its owner. Since the nitva has a cheskas mamin, you can't be mitzi from a muchzik with a tainus bari alone. It's a famous machlokes if bari v'shema bari adif or not. Comes along the Pnei Yeshua and he asks, why when it comes to Hashavas Aveda is the halacha that the one who's claiming the Aveda has to give simonim? Why does he have to give simonim to prove that it's his Aveda? Why doesn't he win with the fact that he's claiming bari, that I know for sure that this is my chayfetz? The Moitze Aveda doesn't know whose chayfetz it is. He's a shema. So why don't you say bari v'shema, bari adif? And even the manda amrim that hold that you don't say bari v'shema, bari adif over there in Ksubis, that's only because of uki mamayna b'cheskas mare, only because the nitva is a muchzik. But over here there's no muchzik. Over here the real owner of the chayfetz is not muchzik on his chayfetz. The Moitzei Aveda is the one that has it. But there's no muchzik here. So everyone should agree that over here you say bari v'shema bari adif. So why do you need simon, and why don't you just win with the tainus bari? Zogt Rav Nachum that motu bei midrasha mishmei dehagrach, that the Velt says b'shem Rab Chaim, and the Sharei Yosher in Sharvov Perak Yudalit says the same thing, that the reason why the tainus bari is not enough, the reason why you need simonim is because when it comes to Aveda, there's a special pasuk that the Gemara darshins on Chav Zayin Amid Beis, V'hoya imcha adroi shachicha oisai, that the pasuk says that if you don't know who the Baal Aveda is and you found an object, so the object should be with you until your friend seeks it from you. Frek the Gemara v'chisal al daitcha shiyitnenu loy kaidim shiyidrashenu. Would you think that you have to give it to him before he seeks the object from you? What's the chiddush of the pasuk? Ella, rather, the pasuk is teaching us darshehu imramai hu ayenai ramai. V'hoya imcha dreshachicha isay means that don't give back the object until you, the Maitzei Aveda, are dairesh, until you look into this person to make sure that he's not a ramai. Zot Reb Chaim and Reb Shimon Shkop, that Ein achanami mitzad the dina mamanis mitzad the chayshin mishpat the kedin. You're right, bari v'shema bari adif. But mitzad the mitzvah of hashavas aveda, it was nemar an extra halacha that you the mitzvah aveda have a chiyuv to be mevarer that this person who's claiming it's his is not a ramai. So therefore, you need simanim or edim to prove that he's not a ramai. For that, a tainis bari doesn't prove that he's not a ramai. Oy bazoy, zok Rav Nachum zeir geshmak, that lefizeh, it's very good why you could return an aveda to a talmud chacham with tfiyus ayin. What was our question? Since when it comes to hilchus mamonis, when it comes to dinei mamonis, that you just return with tfiyus ayin? Why don't you need edus? By dinei mamonis, you need edim. The teretz is that over here be'etzah mitzad the hilchus mamonis, the dinei mamonis, you have a svar of bari v'shema bari adif. nor there's an extra halacha mitzad the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, that the Moitzei Aveda has a din of Darsheyuim Ramay Ayenei Ramay. So good, a Talmud Chacham is Dorush Va'imed, because he's not Mishanim B'diburay, except in those three things. So we know that he's not a Ramay. So it's not necessary to have an additional Drisha. Masha'en Kein, an Amo'aretz, that is Choshud L'Shaker. So Enoch Anami has a Tainus Bari, aber how are we Mekayim the din of Darsheyum Ramay Enei Ramay? Memela, an Amo'aretz has to bring Simonim or Edim. This is one Mahalach to explain the din of returning an Aveda to a Talmid Chacham with Tfiyos Ayin. L'maisa, it's not so poshut, because Rabbi Kiva Eger in Shuvas HaChadosh is Simen Sadi, and also the Pri Yitzchak in Chelik Bey, Simen Nun Vav, they both say that the din of Bari Veshema, Bari Adif, doesn't apply by Aveda. Because that halacha is only said when the other Baldavar is here and tining Shema, or he's not tining anything. We have the two Bali Dvarim Lefonenu, Ruvain and Shimon. Ruvain is tining Bari, and Shimon is here, and he's only tining Shem, or he's not tining anything. So then the Teiveya is Zeiche Bedin through his Taina. But by Aveda, the Dinu Dvarim is not between the Teiveya and the Moitzei Aveda. We know for sure that the Aveda doesn't belong to this one who found it. Just that we're Cheshish, maybe it's somebody else's who's not here. So it doesn't apply to say the Din of Bari Adif. You can't be Moitzi the Mamain from the Moitzei who's holding in it for the Bailim Ho'amiti, because how do you know that the Bailim Ho'amiti is a Shema? Maybe if he would be here, he would tie Nabari. The Kavit Shiurim and Chelik Beis, Simon Hay even says that there's a Din of Taninon that will tie for that potential Oived a Tainis Bari. So, Aibazai, it's Hadra Kusha L'Duchta. Why do we return an Aveda with Tviyas Ayin to a Talmud Chacham? Since when in Dinei Mominis do you just believe someone with Tviyas Ayin? Why don't you need Eidos over here? And why is there a difference between a Talmud Chacham and Amma Oretz? Where do you ever find a Chilik in Shar Hilchis Nemonuyais that you have in the Torah between a Talmud Chacham and Amma Oretz? Zok the Pri Yitzchak, that since the Torah says that what do you need by Hashavas Aveda? Darsheyu im Ramay oy enay Ramay. Zok there's a Gzeres HaKosuv in the Parsha of Hashavas Aveda that all that's necessary for you to do to return an Aveda to someone who's asking you for it is just to check him out whether he's a Ramay or not. The Torah over here is saying that that's all you need. Memela, when it comes to an Amma Oretz, who's Choshud L'Shaker, so to check it out, to make sure that he's not a Ramah, you need Simonim or Edim. But when it comes to a Talmud Chacham, that is Dorush V'Oimed Me'elov, over there, Tviyos Ayin is enough. Ba'ofen, that according to the first Mahalach, the din of Darsheyuim Ramay Ayenei Ramay is a chumrah. The Torah is coming to be machmir. That really mitzad dinei mominis, you have a din of bari v'shama bari adif. Just in addition to that, the Torah is saying that there's a halacha of darsheyu im ramay ayenei ramay, so you can't just win with the tainus bari alein. You have to check him out that he's not a ramay. So on that we say, a talmud chacham is dorish v'ayimed me'elav. So Memela, Tviyas Ayin is good enough by a Talmud Chacham. By Amma Oretz, where he's Choshud L'Shaker, he needs Simonim or Edim. According to the second Mahalach, according to the Pri Yitzchak's Mahalach, it's Fakert. You're right. Without the Pasuk of Darsheyum Ramay Einay Ramay, we would not say Bari V'Shama Bari Adif over here. We would say, you need a proof. Comes along the Pasuk and says, you know what you need for Hashavas Aveda? Only Darsheyu im Ramay Einay Ramay. It's a din kula that the Torah is saying, Akzeres HaKosuv by Aveda, that it's enough just to make sure that he's not a Ramay. Memela by a Talmud Chacham Tviyas Ayin is enough. Next Inyan. The Gemara on Chavdal Ramad Aleph brings Abraisa v'chein hoyer Rav Shimon Elozer Eimer ha-matzel min ho-ariyu min ha-doivu min ha-nomeru min ha-bardlosu min zutei shal yam min shlulisei shal nohar ha-moitzei b'sratyo platyo g'doylo. If a person finds an object on a highway or a big plaza v'chol mokem shal rabbi mitzuyin sham ha-re elu shaloi mepnei sha-habayle misyayshin mehen. So kipshutai, the mepnei sha-habayle misyayshin mehen is going back on the whole braisa, including zutei shal yam, shlulisei shal nahar, cases of avuda mimenu mikol adam, matzel min ha'ari. And on that also, the braisa is saying that the heter is mepnei sha'abayle misyayshin mehen. So this braisa is a big mekar to what we said in earlier shiurim, the Yerushalmi brought in Tosfos on Chaf Zayin, Amud Aleph, Rashi and Baba Kama Samech Vav, Rabbeinu Chanan on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, and also the Rambam in Perak Yud Aleph Mehilchus Gzeila Vaveda Halacha Yud, that the heter of Avuda Mimenu Mikol Adam is based on Yush. As we explained, that although Abaya holds Yush Shaloi Midas, Loi Havi Yush, so who says the Bailim knows that his Chafetz was washed away? But the Ritva HaYishonim says on Chaf Beis Amud Aleph with the Hezbar of the Nachlas David that when you have a Anan Sahadi, when it's clear that when the owner finds out, he will be Meyayish, even Abaya is Maida, that Yiyush Olay Midas, Havi Yiyush. However, the Rosh over here in Simen Vav says that when it says at the end of the Braisim, Apnesha Abayla Misyayishin Mehen, Zokter Rosh, Hai Misyayishin Asratyo Uplatyo Verabim Mitsuyin Sham Koi. The Mipnei Sha'abayle Misyayishin is only going on the safe of the Braisa. When you find something in a public place, Avol Inach, but the other cases of Zutei Shalyam, Avudu Mimenu Mikol Adam, Afilu Oymeid V'tzeveach, even if he's standing and yelling that he's not Miyayish, Nasa K'tzeveach Al Beisei Shenofal. It's like yelling about his house that fell. His yelling doesn't mean anything. So the Rosh is saying, how could you say Mepnei Sha'abayle Misyayishin Mehen is going back on Zutei Shel Yam? It's not true. Even if the person is yelling that he's not Miyayish, it's still Mutter. Al Karchach, the heter of Zutei Shel Yam is Tama heter at Torah. The Torah was matter something that's so lost from him. Since it's completely disconnected from the owner, it's not even findable by others to be able to return it to him. When it has such a shame aveda, the Torah was matter it, nothing to do with Yush. The problem with the Rosh is, that the Gemara on Amud Beis says, Nasa kitzaveach al beisei shenofal val svinosei shetova bayom, on a case where a person lost something in a makam shaharabi mitzuyin sham. The Gemara says, Rava have a shokil v'ozel basreder av Nachman v'shuko de galdoi, if a person would find a money pouch over here in this public area, what would be the din? It's his, he can keep it. What if a Yisrael came and gave a simin? It's still his. So he asked, aye, but he's standing and screaming that he wasn't miyayish. On that, he told him, "Nasa kitzeveach al beisei shenofal val svinosei shetova bayom." The Gemara on this din of finding something in a makam shal rabbi mitzuyin sham, the Gemara says that even if the Yisrael came and gave a simon and he's yelling and screaming that he wasn't miyayish, still we say it's like somebody that's yelling on his house that fell or his ship that sunk, and he says he's not miyayish. Just like that's dvarim b'teilim, so too over here, it's Dvarim B'Teilim. So it's Mamish, Muchach in the Gemara Namid Beis, that on Makim Sharab Mitzuyin Sham, even if he says he's not Miyayish, it doesn't help. So what's the Rosh saying? Zok the Rosh, Mepnei Sha'abayle Misyayish Mehen, can't be going back on Avuda Mimenu Mikol Adam, because over there, even if a person yells that he's not Miyayish on his ship that sank, it doesn't mean anything. It's still, it's Mutter. So it can't be that you need Yiyush over there because he says he's not Miyayish. Elamai, it's not Meheter HaTorah. It must be it's going on the Seifa of Makim Sharab and Mitzuyin Sham. But over there also, the Gemara says the same thing, that even though he's yelling that he's not Miyayish, still it doesn't help. Because, like the Ritva explains, that either Shkurei Meshaker, he's obviously lying, in his Pnimius, he is Miyayish, even though he's saying he's not, or because Batlo Daito Yetzel Kol Adam, but you see that on Makom Sharab Mitzuyin Sham, it also doesn't help if he's Oymid Vitzeveach. So what's the Rosh saying? And how could the Rosh prove from the fact that Oymid Vitzeveach doesn't help by Zutei Shalyam that the heter of Zutei Shalyam has to be a heter atayra? Maybe Zutei Shalyam is really mutter because of Yush, like the other Rishonim say. Aye, why doesn't Oymid Vitzeveach help? It's because we say, like the Ritva says, Kashkurei Meshaker, or Batal Daita Yitzel Kol Adam. So therefore it does have a din of Yush. Just like by Rabbi Mitzuyin Sham, the Rosh is saying that the Heter is because of Yush, and yet the Gemara says on Amid Beis that Oymid Vitzeveach doesn't help. Al Karchach, the Pshat is because we say that that's still considered Yush. So too, Zutei Shalyam say the same thing. Divrei HaRosh, Tzrichim Iyun Gadol. Bekitzer, there are two kashas on the Rosh. First of all, the Rosh is mashma that the din is that by Makim Sharabim Mitzuyin Sham, if the person will be Oymed Vitzaveach, that he's not Miyayish, his Tzvicha will help and you'll have to give it back to him. And that's Nistar from the Gemara on Amud Beis. Second of all, how could the Rosh prove from the fact that Oymed Vitzaveach doesn't work by Zutei Shalyam, that the heter of Zutei Shalyam is Tama heter HaTorah and not because of Yush, if the Gemara on Amud Beis says that Oymed Vitzaveach doesn't work even B'makim Sharabim Mitzuyin Sham, where the Rosh is saying that over there the heter is because of Yush? Al Karchach, you have to say like the Ritva, that Oymed Vitzaveach doesn't show us that he's really not Miyayish, because we say Shkurei Meshaker, he really in his Pnimius is Miyayish. Or because Batla Daita Yetzel Kol Adam, so it's considered a Yiyush. So if so, why can't you say by Zutei Shalyam also, that although Oymed Vitzeveach doesn't work, but that doesn't show that the Heter is not because of Yiyush? The Maram Shif over here on Chavdal Amud Aleph says two Mahalchim in the Rosh, but both of his Mahalchim only answer the first question, but not the second one. Next Inyan. The Gemara clears a Shaila whether Rav Shimon ben Elazar only was Matir in a Makam Sharab Mitzuyin Sham when it's Rav Kananim, but by Rav Yisrael not, or maybe he said it even by Rav Yisrael also. Tosis explains, and Dibur HaMasnal Afilu, that the Tzad, that Rav Shimon ben Elazar would be Matir even by Rav Yisrael, is because there are Inshi Deloy Mali that take the Chayfetz. There are Yidin that are not careful in the Halachas of Hashavas Aveda, and therefore the Bailim is Miyayish even in a place that's Rav Yisrael. But the first side of the Gemara is that Rav Shimon Elazar is only Matir by Rav Kananim. Comes along Taisus and Dibra Maskel Kika Omar and asks, if so, that Rav Shimon Elazar is only Matir by Rav Kananim, then why does he need the Tam of Mepnei Sha'abaylim Misyayshim? Typically, that we should be Toila that it fell from the Kananim since they're the Rav. Rav Shimon Elazar said that the reason why, if you find an Aveda, a Makim Sharab Mitzuyin Sham, it's Mutter Mepnei Sha'abaylim Misyayshim Mehen. According to the Tzad of the Gemara, that he was only matter by Rav Kananim, then what does he need this svara of Mepnei Sha'abaylim Misyayshim Mehen? Typically, that it fell from a guy. And Avedas Akum is Mutter. Comes along the Share Yosher. In Shar Dalid Ois Ches, and he approves from this Taisus, not like the Sheet of the Bach in Yeridea, Simon Kuf Mem Vav. The famous Sheet of Sabach over there is that even though Avedas Akum is Mutter, that means that there's no Isser Gezel and there's no Chi of Hashava. But he's not kind of the chayfetz to be his, unless the guy is miyayish. But if the guy wasn't miyayish, so there's no iser gezel, there's no chi of hashava. But the chepes doesn't become yours. Just like the Yireim Shita is by Gezel Akum. That even if you hold Gezel Akum is mutter, but it's still not considered lachem. You wouldn't be able to be yoitze with it for your esrig on Sukkos, where there's a din lachem. So too the Bach says that Avedas Akum is mutter. There's no Isser Gezel, there's no Chiyuv Hashavas Aveda. But it's the you're not koine it to become yours unless the goyis meyayish. So says the Shari Yosher, what's Tosis Kasha? Well, then why do you need the reason of Mepnei Shabbai the Misyayishim, Taper Clay, that it fell from a guy? Yeah, but without the Yiyush, it wouldn't be yours. The Brisa says, Hari Elu Shaloi. So for that, you need Mepnei Shabbai the Misyayishim Mehen. Obviously, you see from Tosis that the fact alone that it fell from a guy makes it yours. So again, Tosis Kasha is that why does Rav Shimon need to say the reason of Apnei Shabbai L'Misyayishim Mehen if he's only talking about Rav Kananim, Tepik Lei, that it's mutter because we should assume that it fell from a guy? Answers Tosis that the Svara of Apnei Shabbai L'Misyayishim is necessary that even in a case where the Moitzei Aveda knows for sure that it fell from a Yisrael, still he can keep it, because the one who lost it is Meyayish, because he says probably a guy found it, and even if a Yid will find it, he won't announce it because he's going to assume that it probably fell from one of the Knanim, since they are the Reif. You see from Tosis that there are two separate heterim over here going on in Rav Shimon ben Elazar. First of all, a regular Aveda that you don't know who it fell from is mutter because you have a right to assume that it fell from the Reif. And Aveda Sakum is mutter. Second of all, even if you know that it fell from a Yisrael, you saw a Yisrael drop it, but still it's mutter because the Bailim is Miyayish for two reasons. First of all, he thinks that probably a guy found it. Second of all, he tells himself that even if a Yid found it, but he's not going to be machriz on this Aveda because he's going to assume that it fell from a guy. So there's no way of me getting it back. Therefore, he's miyayish. We also see this in Tosis, Dibur HaMaschil B'Talmud, at the bottom of the Amud, that in a place of Reif Kananim, even where we wouldn't have the Svara of Yiyush, on the tzad that it came from a Yisrael, but it would still be mutter to keep because you have a right to be toila that it probably came from the Knanim who are the Reif. Now the Gemara has a shayla if the Rabbanon argue on Rav Shimon ben Elazar at all. And even if they do they only argue by Reif Yisrael or do they even argue by Reif Knanim? Now, the Svara that the Chachamim would argue by Rav Yisrael is very understandable, because since the majority of people here are Yidin, and Yidin in general are Nizar in the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, the Rabbanon hold that we don't say that the person is Miyayish because of the Inshi Deloy Mali. That's very good. But what's the side of the Gemara that the Rabbanon would hold that even by Rav Kananim, in a Makim Sharabim Mitzuyin Shom, and it's Rav Kananim, you still are Mechuyiv to give back the Aveda? What's the Pshat? Tosis on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph and Dibur HaMaschil V'Ha'ika Nachrim is bothered with this, and he says the question is twofold. First of all, why would the Rabbanon say that by Rav Nachrim he's Chayiv to be Machriz? Aye, what happened to the fact that we should be choshish that a guy found it? So mistama, even if a yid dropped it, he's meyayish. And furthermore, we should assume that it fell from a guy, and we should go basaruba. Tosis bavarns, even though Shmuel says that by mamin ain holchin b'mamin achar arayv, we don't go with rayv when it comes to mamin, says Tosis, but that's only where the rayv is going kineged a muchzik. But over here, there's no muchzik. So why don't we say that you could go with the Reiv that it fell from a guy? Answers Tosis,
Are you saying that when it comes to Hashavas Aveda, Kol Heicha De'efshir L'Sakein L'Hoshiv Mamein L'Bailim Alidei Hachroza Misakninon? Tosfos says that the reasoning of the Rabbanon is a Takonas Chachamim. Whatever we're able to do to be Misakin, that money should be returned to its owner through Achroza, the Chachamim were Misakin in order that he should get his money back. Tosfos in Baba Basra Chof Gimel Amud Beis also says the Takonas Chachamim he k'dei l'kayim mitzvas Hashavas Aveda kivon di yochel lehisbarer al yidei Achroza mishal Yisrael. Since it's able to be clarified through Achroza, if it's a Yisrael, so the Chachamim made a takana that over here we do not go with the Rav Akum, since there is a miut that it could have fallen from a Yisrael, so we're choshish for the miut to be mekayim the mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. Now, the question is, what happened to the first point that Tosfos brought up, that even if a Yisrael dropped it, but he was meyayish, very nice, I understand that as far as the Svara of Rav Akum, we say, no, but the Chachamim make a takana to be choshish for the miut Yisrael. But what happened to the fact that even if it fell from a Yisrael, he was meyayish? The Achronim explained that l'chayri, you have to say that Tosfos means that these two things are tali zebazeh. The same way the Chachamim were misakin, that we are choshish for the miut that it fell from a Yisrael, so too we're also choshish for the miut people that are not meyayish. It comes out, lefizeh, that on the tzad, that the Chachamim argue on Rav Shimon Elazar by Rav Kananim, there's a double machlokes going on over here between the Rabbanon and Rav Shimon Elazar, but the two arguments are tali zebazeh, meaning Rav Shimon Elazar holds that there's two separate reasons to be matir an aveda by makam sharab mitzuyin sham by Rav Kananim. First of all, we assume that it fell from a guy. Second of all, even if we know that it fell from a Yisrael, it's still mutter because he's meyayish for two reasons. First of all, the Yisrael says probably a guy found it. Secondly, even if a yid found it, but he won't be machriz because he's going to assume that it fell from a guy. However, the Rabbanon argue on both accounts, and they say that as far as the Svara, that it probably fell from a goy, the Chachamim made a takana in order to have an aveda return to the Bailim. It's possible that a Yisrael dropped it, so we're choshish for the miut, that it fell from a Yisrael. And as far as the Svara, that if it fell from a Yisrael, he's meyayish. But since the Chachamim are making a takana to do whatever we can to have the aveda return to the Bailim, so we're choshish that maybe this person wasn't meyayish, so be machriz. These two inyanim are tali zebazeh. If the Chachamim are making takanis to be choshish for the miut that it fell from Yisrael, so too were choshish for the miut people that weren't meyayish. Rav Shimon Elazar holds that the Chachamim didn't make this takana at all, and therefore he says that, first of all, we assume that it fell from a goy, and even if it fell from a Yisrael, we assume he's meyayish. This is how Tosfos learns the sugya. However, from the Ritva, there's a raya that he holds that there's really only one machlokes going on between Rav Shimon ben Elazar and the Rabbanon. Rav Shimon ben Elazar could also agree to the Takanas Chachamim that we are not toila that it fell from Rav Kananim. No, we're choshish for the miut midrabbanon that maybe it fell from a Yisrael. Rav Shimon Elazar only argues on the other account, that on the tzad, that it fell from a Yisrael, we assume that he's meyayish, because he's going to say, probably a goy found it, and even if a yid found it, he's going to be toiler that it probably fell from a goy. That's why Rav Shimon Elazar is matir by Rav Akum. But not alts the svara alone, that we're toiler that it fell from a goy. What's the raya from the Ritva? Because the Gemara says, Toshma motza ba aveda im Rav Yisrael chayv lehachriz, im Rav Kananim einay chayv lehachriz. And the Gemara says, who's the mandama that says that we go after the svara of finding a play, an aveda, no makam sharab mitzuyim sham, that it's mutter? It's Rav Shimon Elazar. So you have a proof that Rav Shimon Elazar only said it by Rav Kenanim, but not by Rav Yisrael. On that, the Gemara ends up saying that, no, really I can tell you that Rav Shimon Elazar says that you can keep it even by Rav Yisrael when you find it in a public place. Over here, we're talking about where it was Tamun. We're talking about where it was hidden. And the Gemara says, if it's hidden, so then what are you doing taking it in the first place? But there's a halacha of matzah kli ba'ashba mechusa lo yigaboy. And the Gemara answers, we're talking about an ashba she'ena asuya li panais. It's an ashba that was not usually cleared away. V'nimlach olea lifnaisa. And now the Bailim decided to have it cleared away. So therefore, it's an aveda. And that's why you are mechuyev to announce it, because it was not left in a makam sharab mitzuyim sham. So the question that the Rishonim are bothered with is, so then how come by Rav Kenanim, if you found this thing tamun, why are you allowed to keep it? So Taisus says, in Divar HaMaskel b'tamun, because we're Taila, that Kenanim were the ones that were matmanit, because they're the Rav. Meaning, even though on the tzad that a Yisrael was matmanit, he's not miyayish, but so what? We could be matarit based on the fact that we could be toila that it came from the Rav Kenanim. This is the mikar of Taisvis from the sugya, that you see that Rav Shimon Elazar is matir based on the tliya that it came from Rav Kenanim, even when you don't have the svara that on the tzad that it came from the Yisrael Yuz Miyayish. You could be matir based on the tliya that it came from Rav Kenanim alone. However, the Ritva says, what's the pshat that by Rav Goyim you can keep it? Zokter perish vafilu hachim ruba goyim yushi miyayish ukaveda midasi shaderach hagoyim lechapes ba'ashbois ulegalois hatomun sham. The Ritva, you see, was not happy with just saying what Taisus says. Oh, because we're toilet and it came from the Kenanim. No, Rav Shimon Elazar is not matter because of that alone. Rav Shimon Elazar is only matter because, even on the tzad that it came from a Yisrael, we say that the Yisrael was miyayish. It's like aveda midas, because he knows that it's the derech of goyim to search through ashbos and to find the things that are tamun over there. From the fact that the Ritva doesn't say like Taisvis, that we're just toilet that it came from the Kenanim, you see that he holds there's no double machlekes going on between the Shimon Elazar and the Chachamim. Mehecha teisi to be marba machlekes over here. Rav Shimon Elazar would also be maskim that we do whatever we can to be mesakin lahashiv mamin lebailim alidei achraza. The Chachamim would make a takana to be choishes for the miut Yisrael. We would not be matir just because of the tliya on Rav Kenanim. It's only because we say that the Yisrael is miyayish, because he says probably a goy found it. And even if a Yid found it, he's not going to be machriz, because he's going to say it probably fell from a goy. And in this case, by Tamun, it's because the Yisrael's miyayish, because he says that probably goyim found the object, because it's their derech to look through ashbais to find the things that are Tamun over there. And that's why Rav Shimon Elazar is matter. So it comes out that according to Taisus, we have a double machloikis between Rav Shimon Elazar and the Chachamim. On the tzad that the Chachamim said that you have to be machriz even by Rav Kenanim, there's a double machloikis going on. Rav Shimon Elazar is matter. Sai mitzad the tam that we're toiled that it probably fell from a goy, and sai mitzad the fact that even if it came from a Yid, he's miyayish. Whereas according to the Ritva, Rav Shimon Elazar is also masking that we're not matir because of the tam that it probably fell from a goy. No, we would make a takanas chachamim to be choishish for the miut. Rav Shimon Elazar is only chaylik because of the tam of yush, and the chachamim hold that no, we're choishish that maybe the Yisrael was not miyayish. It comes out of nafgamino ledina between Taisus and the Ritva. What's going to be the din if, let's say, you found something in the ear sheruba knanim before yiyush? We know that we passing like abai yiyush shalay midas lay have a yiyush. So something that you have no right to assume that there was already a yiyush. It's Yerushalayim Midas, and you found it in a city that's Rav Kananim. According to Tosfos, the Feit of Shimon ben Elazar, who we paskin like, the halacha would be that you can keep it, because who cares that there's no Yerush, but you have the Tliya in Rav Kananim. You could be matter out that alone. Whereas according to the Ritva, that Rav Shimon ben Elazar's only heter is because of Yerush. Over here, it's Yerushalayim Midas, Yerushalayim Midas, Loi Havi Yerush. May inyan le inyan ba'isai inyan. Until now, the way we've explained the shita of the Rabbanon on the tzad that they argue in Rav Shimon ben Elazar and they hold that even by Rav Kananim the halacha is that your chayiv lahachriz is because of a takonas chachamim. However, if you look at Rashi at the top of Chof Dalet Amud Beis in Dibra Maschel Miketani, Rashi says that the reason why the Chachamim hold that by Rav Kananim it's not his is because Deloy Azli Rabbanon Basaruba B'mamayna, because the Rabbanon don't go Basarav when it comes to Mamayna. It sounds like Rashi saying that the din of the Rabbanon is not a Takanas Chachamim, like Taisa says, but rather it's a din Dairaisa. Deloy Azli Rabbanon Basaruba B'mamayna that Ein Holchin B'mamayn Achar Arayv. We paskin like Shmuel Shita and Baba Basra Tzadi Beis that Ein Holchin B'mamayn Achar Arayv. When it comes to Mamayn, you don't go with Rayv. Therefore, it's a Din Dairaisa that over here we're not Saimich on the Rayv Kananim to be Matir this Aveda. Because it's a Shaila of Mamaynis and Ein Holchin B'mamayn Achar Arayv. The problem is that Tosfos on Chof Gimel Amud Aleph bavarn this tzad, and Tosfos says, no, Ein Holchem Mamon Achar Arayv, Shmuel only said that when it's Keneged Amuchzik, like over there in Baba Basra Tzadi Beis, where Reuven sold a shor to Shimon. It turns out that it was a Nagchen. Shimon comes and says that Arayv people buy a shor L'Radya for work, and I don't want a shor that's a goring ox if I'm keeping it for work. On that, the Meicher says, yeah, but there's a mute people that buy a shor to shecht. And if you're shechting it anyway, who cares that it's a nagchen? On that, Shmuel says, Ein holchem b'mamen achar arayv. We don't go with the arayv to be moitzi the mamen from the Meicher who's muchzik in the money. But when there's no muchzik, says Taisis avade, Mamin is no different than Isurim. Avada, we go with Rav. So Frektach Sam Seifer in Yerideya at the end of Simon, Kuf Ayin Hey, that what's Pshat in Rashi that he's saying in Holchem Mamin Achar Rav over here, there's no Muchsik. Nobody's Muchsik on this Mitzia. So if you're not going Kenegra Muchsik, why shouldn't you go Basar Rav? And so what are you going to say? That Rashi argues on Tosfos, and Rashi holds that, no, the klal of Ein Holchem B'mamayn Achar Arayv is even when it's not connected to Muchzik. So first of all, the Svara is shver to understand. Why should Mamin be different than Isser? If it's not going connected to Muchzik, so why not go Basar Arayv? That's first of all, one point that Rav Nochum says is shver. Second of all, Frekt Rav Nochum that Rashi is Soyser himself. Because Rashi on Daf Chof Beis Amud Beis says on the Gemara that asked that Tamri Dezika Hechiach Linon Lehu, how are we allowed to eat Tamri Dezika now that Yiyosh Eloi Midas Loi Havi Yiyosh? And the Gemara answered that Kivan Deikosh Gotzim Ramasim Deka Achlin Lehu Sameikara Yushim Yayish. On that the Gemara said, what about the fact that there's Yesaimim, it could have come from Yesaimim, and they don't have the power to be Meyayish. Amar le, baga ba'ara diyasmi loy machzikinon. Says Rashi over there, ein oleinu lahachzik kol abika b'cheskas ha-karka shel Yesaimim v'lesar kol ha-tmorim yishem sofei karka shel Yesaimim elo holchin achar arayv. That we're not going to assume that the whole valley is b'cheskas the karka of Yesaimim and aser all the dates because of a safek karka of Yesaimim, rather we go with the Rav. Since Rav people that own trees in the Bika are Gedolim, and the Gedolim are Miyayish from their dates because of the Shkotzim or Amasim, so we don't have to be worried for the Miut of Yesaimim. So you see over there that Rashi holds that you do go Basarayv. So what happened to the Klal of Ein Holchin B'mamin Achar Arayv? So Rav Nachum says it's not the end of the world. You could say that that Rashi is going Aliba de Hilchasa, that we paskin like Rav Shim ben Elazar, that by Rav Kananim it's mutter. Halacha Avada Rashi is going to be Maida to Taisvis, that the only time you say Ein Holchin B'mamin Achar Arayv is only Kenegad Amuchzik. Rashi over here is going in this tzad that the Rabbanon argue by Rav Kananim. Zok Rashi, what's the Hezber in the Rabbanon Shita? Ein Holchem Amen Achar Arayv, even when it's not connected to Muchzik. But La Halacha, we pass on the Kershim Ben Elazar. But still the other Ha'ara is Shver, that what's Taka the Pshat, that there should be a din of Ein Holchem Amen Achar Arayv when it's not connected to Muchzik. Why should Mamin be different than Isser? But Al Kolpanim, we seem to have over here a machlokes rishonim bedas the rabbanon. Is the rabbanon shita by Rav Kananim based on a takonas chachamim that we do whatever we can to see to it that an aveda is returned to its owner, or is it because of a din d'iraisa of ein holchem b'mam and achar arayv afilu b'makayim deleka muchzik? May inyan la'inyan ba'isai inyan. The Gemara wanted to bring a raya from the Mishnah of Matzah ba'aveda, Rav Yisrael chayev lahachriz, Rav Kananim einay chayev lahachriz, that Rav Shimon Elazar only said his halacha that you can keep something in a makam sharab mitzuyin sham only by Rav Kananim, but by Rav Yisrael not. On that the Gemara says in the first answer that no, really, I can tell you, Rav Shimon Elazar said his halacha that you can keep it b'makim sharabim and tzuyin sham even by Rav Yisrael also. But over here, we're talking about where the thing, the aveda was tamun. Aye, so why are you taking it? Because we're talking about an ashba sheina asuya lipanais v'nimlach aleha lifnaisa. So now it got a din of an aveda, but since it was not found in a makim sharabim mitzuyin sham, therefore, Rav Shimon Elazar says that by Rav Yisrael, you have to announce it. By Rav Kananim, you don't have to announce it, according to Taisus, because we could be Taila that it came from a Goy, according to the Ritva, because even if it came from a Yisrael, we say that he's Meyayish because he assumes that probably Goyim found it, because it's the Derech of Goyim to look through the Ashba. The Iba Yaseima says, La'olam Rabbanon, really it's the Rabbanon, Mikitani hein shalai, but does it say that by Rav Kananim that you can keep it? Einechayv lahachriz kitani, it just says, Einechayv lahachriz, v'yaniach, and he should just leave it by him, v'yaisi Yisrael, v'yayv by simna v'shakil, and let Yisrael come and give a simin and take it. Meaning, you can't bring a raya that the Chachamim are moide to Rav Shim ben Elazar by Rav Kananim, because really I can tell you the Chachamim hold that even by Rav Kananim you can't keep it. Not like Rav Shim ben Elazar, but just that they hold that even though you can't keep it, but you're still not chayiv to be machriz on it. Because as far as the chiyuv hachrozo is concerned, on that I say, since it's Rav Kananim, so, as far as the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda is concerned, I could be soimach on the Rav. But as far as keeping the object is concerned, says Rashi, on that, that's already a shayla of mamanis, layazli rabbanon basaruba b'mamayna. It's important to note that this is only according to the second answer of the Gemara. But according to the first answer of the Gemara, that the Gemara said that this b'raisa is Rav Shimon Elazar and did not like the second answer, that's because the Gemara until now understood that on the tzad that the Chachamim argue on Rav Shimon Elazar by Rav Kananim, they hold that by Rav Kananim there's even a chiyuv lahachriz. This is only a chiddush that the Gemara is saying in the second answer, that even on the tzad that the Rabbanon argue on Rav Shimon Elazar by Rav Kananim, that's only concerning the fact that you can't keep it. but they also agree that Einoi Chayiv Lahachriz. But until now, the Gemara understood that according to the Tzad, that the Rabbanan argue by Rav Kananim, they hold that there's even a Chayiv Lahachriz, because they are Choshish for the Miut, that it fell from a Yisrael, and they're Choshish for the Miut, that the Yisrael is not Miyayish, and therefore you even have to be Machriz. This is Mavur in Taisus on Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, in Dibra Maschu V'Ha'ika, that he says that, according to the Rabbanon, there's a tzad that they hold that you're chayev lahachriz. Where's Taisus coming from? He means, until the Bayisema, the Gemara's understanding that according to the Rabbanan, by Rav Nachrim, it's chayev lahachriz. It's only in the Bayisema that the Gemara is saying that even the Rabbanan agree that it's einai chayev lahachriz. Next inyan. The Gemara says on Chavdal Ramad Beis that brings a memory of Ravasi, Motzachov is Yayin, Be'er Sheruba Knanim, Muteres Mishum Mitzio Vasura Bahano. It's Mutter as far as Mitzio is concerned, like the Gemara says, it means Lakankana, but it's Osir Bahano. The wine is Osir. Bo Yisrael Venosan Bo Simon, but if Yisrael came and gave a Simon on it, Muteres Bishio Lemaitza, so then the one that found it is allowed to drink it. The Gemara explains because the Rav Asi holds like Rav Shimon Elazar when it comes to Rav Kananim. Therefore, as far as Metzia is concerned, it's mutter, but it's usher to drink. But once a Yisrael comes and gives a simon, so now we know that it was from a Yisrael, but we assume that he's Meyayish, so now the finder can drink it. Frekt Rav Kivei Grand Afchav Gimel Amud Beis, in Dibra Maschel Omnam, that how could we rely on Simonim to be materit to the finder? But the Gemara later on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph has a suffix whether Simonim Deiraisa or Drabana. And the Gemara says, what's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is, can you return a get Isha b'Simonim? If you hold Simonim Deiraisa, so then it works even for Isurim, even for get Isha. If you hold Simonim Drabonon, then it only helps for Mominis because of Hefker Bez and Hefker. But when it comes to Isurim, since Midai Raisa Simonim is not enough of a proof, so you have no right to return a Get Isha Bez Simonim. When it comes to money matters, the Chachomim have a Koyach to make a Takana because of Hefker Bez and Hefker. Frekter Bekiva Eger, over here, we're dealing with Isurim, we're dealing with an Isser of Stam Yenom. So how can we rely on Simonim to be Mater and Isser? L'chayra should be Toluy in Simonim Deiraisa or Drabanan. And the Rishonim tell us that it's a Baya D'lo Yifshita, the Rosh. And Simon Yud Gimel says that there's no Pshitos on this Shaila. So how can we rely on Simonim to be Mater and Isser of Stam Yenam? Zokra V'kiveger to Mahalchim. He says, since the Isser of Stam Yenom is an Isser Drabanan, so even if Simonim Drabanan, we rely on Simonim to be Mater and Isser Drabanan. The Gemara later says, you can't be Machzer Get Isha B'Simonim. That's an Isser Deiraisa. But for an Isser Drabanan, we are Seimech on Simonim Drabanan. That's one Mahalach. The other Mahalach is that, no, even for Isurim Drabanan, we're not Seimech on Simonim. Simonim are only midrabanan. That's only for Mamanis, Hefker Bes and Hefker, not for Yisurim, even Yisurim drabanan. But Zokter B'Kiveger Achap, since it's a suffix whether Simonim are Deiraisa or drabanan, on the tzad that Simonim are Deiraisa, then it does help for Yisurim. On the tzad that it's drabanan, it doesn't. So it comes out it's a suffix. So Sveka drabanan Lekula. Since the Isser of Stam Yenom is only an Isser Drabanan, so it's a suffix whether we could rely on Simonim or not. Because if Simonim Deiraisa, so we could. So we say Sveka Drabanan Lekula, and the wine is Mutter. Next inyan. The Gemara brings a story that Rav Yehuda Avashokil Vazel Basre Demar Shmuel Beshuka Debe Daisa. Omar Lei Motzokan Arneki Mahu. Omar Lei Hareilu Shalai. Bo Yisrael Venosan Bo Simen Mahu. What if a Yisrael came and gave a Simen in it? He has to give it back. So he asked him, Tarti? You're saying both of these things? It's a stira. If you're saying that Harielu Shaloi, because in a place that's Rav Kananim, you assume that the Yisrael is Miyayish, so then, even if the Yisrael gave a simen, why do you have to give it back? Omar Lei, Lifnim, Mishur Asadin. So he told him, Lifnim, Mishur Asadin. When I said Chayav Lahachzer, I meant Lifnim, Mishur Asadin. And the just like by the father of Shmuel, he found donkeys in the Midbar after they had been there for 12 months. It was clear that they were lost and that the owner was Miyayish. And still, he gave them back to their owner, Lifnim, Mishur Asadin. Now, there's a machlekes rishonim in this halacha of Lifnim Mishur Asadin. Are we kaifin? Do we force a person to do Lifnim Mishur Asadin? The Rambam in Perakid Aleph, Mehilchus Zeylev Aved Halacha Zayin, is mevur that this is a midas chasidus. The Rambam's lashon is, Afal pi shehi shaloi, haroitza leilech bederach hatoiva hayashar v'oysa Lifnim Mishur Asadin, in this case, where a person found something in a place that's roiv akum, the Rambam is saying that a person that wants to go in the derech hatoiva hayashar and do the Lifnim Mishur Asadin, he should give it back. However, the Mordechai over here in Simon Reish Nun Zayin says b'shem the Ravon and the Ravyo that we are kaifin, we force a person to do Lifnim Mishur Asadin. The Rosh over here says that we are not kaifin. You don't force. And the Rama in Chayshe Mishpat, Simen Yud Beis, Sif Beis, brings a machloikis lahalacha whether we are kaifin or not. He says the Rosh holds ein kaifin and the Mordechai holds that we are kaifin. Even according to the Mordechai, if the finder is an ani, and the one who lost it is an ashir, then there's no halacha of kaifin. But smashman the Mordechai, if they would both be aniim or both ashirim, then we are kaifin. Now the Gemara gives us two cases over here where we say lifnim mishur asadin. First of all, if a person finds something in a place that's roiv kenanim, or the Gemara has another case where it was clear that the owner was Miyayish. In both cases, the Gemara says there's a Lifnim Mishur Asadin. What about by Avuda Mimenu Mikol Adam? By the din of Zutai Shalyam, is there also a din to give it back to the owner, Lifnim Mishur Asadin? So this is a Machloikis HaPaiskim. The Rama in Chayshe Mishpat Simen Reish Nun Tes Sif Zayin says that even by Zutai Shalyam, one should give it back, Lifnim Mishur Asadin. But the Truma Sakri in Simen Reish Nun Tes and the Beis HaLevi in Chelek Gimel Simen Mem Ches both say that no, by Zutei Shalyam there's no Lifnim Mishur Asadin. You could say, L'chayra, that it's Tolui in the Machlokes Rishonim that we mentioned earlier in this year, whether the heter of Zutei Shalyam is a heter because of Yiyush, or is it a heter mechudish that the Torah is matir the Aveda that's Avudu Mimenu Mikol Adam? If the heter is because of Yiyush, so our Gemara is talking about two cases of Yiyush. Roiv Akum, we say that the Yisrael is Miyayish, or the case of Avua de Shmuel where he found the Chamayrim in the Midbar after 12 months, they were already there for 12 months, it was obvious that the Bailam was Miyayish. We have two cases of Yiyush, where the Gemara says, Lifnim Mishur Asadin, if Zutei Shalyam, the heter is because of Yiyush, so there's a din of Lifnim Mishur Asadin, but if it's a new heter atayra, on that, Laimotzinu, that there's a Lifnim Mishur Asadin. Rav Shmuel in Simen Yud adds more Hezber, based on the Nesivis in Simen Reish Samech Bey, Siv Katan Gimel, that there's a big difference between Yiyush and Zutei Shalyam. By Yiyush, the sheet of the Nesivis is based on Taisis in Bava Kama Samech Vav, that it still belongs to the owner, Ado Osi Lershus Zaycha. Yiyush is just a heter Zchia, but it's still the owner's until the Maitzei is Zaycha in it. Whereas Zutei Shalyam, Avudu Mimenu Mikol Adam, Zokt Nesivis, that's Hefker Mamish. Zokt Rav Shmuel, that when do we say there's a din of Lifnim Mishur Asadin? When at the time that you're coming to be Zoicha in it? it still belonged to the owner. Now with you being Zeicha in it, it's becoming yours. Then we say there's a Lefnim Yishuras Hadin. But if it already left the Bailim Tzurshus completely before you came along, it's already Hefker Mamish on that, there's no Lefnim Yishuras Hadin. However, Rav Shmuel says that this Hezber doesn't work in the Truma Sakri himself, because the Truma Sakri in Reish Nun Tes is the one that says that there's no Lefnim Yishuras Hadin by Zutay Shalyam, and yet the Truma Sakri in Simar Eish Samach Beis holds that even by Zutay Shalyam it's only a Heter Zchia, unlike the Nesivis who holds that it's Hefker Mamish. So in the Truma Sakri, you'll have to say our first Hezber, that the Gemara only said that there's a Lefnim Yishuras Hadin when the Heter is because of Yish, but by Avudu Mimenu Mikol Adam, the Truma Sakri says that's not a heter of Yush, that's a heter HaTaira. On that, Loi Motzinu in the Gemara, that there is a Lefnim Yishuras Hadin. L'chaira, it still needs more Hezber, because if even after Yush, L'maisa, there is a heter Zchia, and yet there's a Lefnim Yishuras Hadin, like Taisus explains, Kivan She'enai Mischasar Mamayna, since the person is not losing any money over here, the Aveda for the Maitzei is a freebie. He found money that wasn't his. So why not give it back to somebody else that lost it? That was Miyayish. So although you have a Heter Zchiyah, but give it back anyway. So why don't you say the same thing by Avudu Mimenu Mikol Adam? Here's somebody that lost his object. You are not Mischasar Mamayna. So why shouldn't we say that there's a Lefnim Yishuras Hadin over there as well? Meaning, of course, to be mechalik, you have to say that Avudo Mimenu Mikol Adam is not Al Tziyush. If it's Al Tziyush, there's no room to budge. The Gemara said, on a case of Yush, that there's a Lefnim Yishuras Hadin. So Abada, that's the Aleph, that Avudo Mimenu Mikol Adam has to be a new heter in order to be mechalik. But still, what exactly the difference is could use more Hezber. Now, one final point in the sugya: how do we paskin halacha lemaisa? If you find something in a makim sharabim mitzuyin sham, when it's roiv kananim, what's the din? When it's roiv yisrael, what's the din? La halacha, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch both paskin that by roiv kananim it's mutter to keep, by roiv yisrael it is aser. And by Rav Kananim, if a Yisrael comes and gives a simon, really me'ikar hadin, it's mutter, because we assume that he was me'ayish, but there is a Lefnim Yishuras Hadin to give it back to him. The reason for this psak is based on what the Gemara said from Rav Asi, that motzo chavis yayin be'ir sheruba kananim muteres mishum mitziah, v'asura ba'ano ba'yisrael v'nosan ba'simon muteres b'shziah le'maitzah, that in a city that's mostly Goyim, even if a Yisrael will give a Simen, it's still mutter for the finder to keep it, because we say that the Yisrael is Meyayish. And Rav Asi only said this in the Ir Sheruba Knanim, but in the Ir Sheruba Yisrael, Vaistois, that you do have to give it back. And all the Gemaras that we have after that, that talk about stories of people finding things in a makim sharab mitzuyin sham, the Rishonim say these are all talking about places that the roiv were kananim. Even in the story of Rava that was walking behind Rav Nachman, b'shuka de galdoi va'amri lo b'shuka de rabbanon, some say that it was in the shuk of the rabbanon, and he asked Rav Nachman, motza kan arniki mahu amar le harelu shaloi. On that, also, the Rosh says that even the Shuka Drabanon was Raiv Akum. It means that there were Rabbanon that were Shchiach in that Shuk that sold their wares, but the Raiv was still Raiv Akum, and therefore, La Halacha, we only see in the Sugya that when it comes to Raiv Akum, that it's Mutter, but by Raiv Yisrael, it is Aser.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.